Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, we a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We
your
number one spot.
Vibe check, baby. 1, 2, 1, 2. Vibe check. 1, 2, 1, 2. One more time.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Y'all know what it is, man.
Hey.
Y'all know what it is. The Sacramento Kings. They got one.
Wait a minute.
Sacktown thing, talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings, whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now.
See now.
Coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound.
It's 9-16 now.
Look to the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, hey.
Hey. Y'all know we ain't cutting this off.
Nah.
Y'all know we ain't cutting this off.
Warriors World, we see you. Turn it up, Warriors World. Turn it up, BBL Warriors World.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke, we the team of the year. We shaking things over here, don't doubt. We believe over here, we don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear, I only deal with real kings over here.
So tell me what you see now. Look to the sky like the rebound. Tell them like see now. Look to the sky like the beam now. Hey.
Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. Tell them you can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now.
Hold up.
You can tell them like the beam now.
BBL Light Years. BBL Light Years.
Hey, man. They calling for it.
Oh.
They calling for it.
Hold on.
Come on, man.
Hold on, man.
Come on now. Come on now. They calling for it. Here it comes. Hey. Come on, man. We in here, baby. One more time for the good time. Yo, welcome in. It is the Wednesday, April 19th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He is courtside, Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Boy, and they got them one yesterday.
Hey, check this out.
They got them one.
Did you notice? Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Everything, all the chakras and everything. Everything falling in a line. Mm. You see what show this is? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, stop it.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
We chose this. I didn't even look at the top.
Come on, man.
It's show 916.
Come on, man.
Show number 916.
It was already written. It was already written.
Wow.
Come on, man. We out here.
Wow. Show 916. Come on, man. Yo, that's
Let's go,
fire.
Baby. Let's go.
That is fire right there.
Let's go.
Wow.
Hey, man, like I said on the handoff, it's a great day here in Sacramento. We're not going to lose sight of the fact that we're having a funeral today. And like I said, it's going to be like a second line. Everybody bring out the flutes. Everybody bring out the saxophones, the horns, everything. Yeah. We're going to have a good time today sending these guys off.
But here's the thing. I don't care nothing about them. We got business ahead of us.
We got business.
We LeBron James.
Hey,
one more.
Look here.
One more.
People were asking for Drake bars and all this other stuff. I understand. But this is when we get into Kobe mode.
Job's not done.
We're going to have a good time today. Yeah, I got jokes. Oh, yeah. We're going to laugh. Yeah. We're going to have a good time today. Yeah, but once the clock really hits about 4:05,
yeah,
we move on to New Orleans.
Yeah, like a man Ramsey said, we on to New Orleans.
That's right.
Simple as that, man.
Yeah.
Business trip.
It's
a business trip.
We not at the airport yet, though. We having a good time now.
As my bad. That's tomorrow.
That's right. We having a good time.
Tomorrow.
We beat their ass. We backhanded their asses. Just get the hell out of here.
The previous four games between the Warriors and the Sacramento Kings were decided by 11 points. Not last night.
Oh, man.
Kings 118-96. Saw a double-digit lead turn to a one-point lead, and the Sacramento Kings turned up after that.
Man.
And there was various points in the second half where you get to that, man, this will hurt. This will hurt. And then you realize the Kings were like, nah, man, ain't going to be today.
I wasn't feeling good at the half. I tweeted out maybe about 3 minutes to go.
I saw that.
I said, Kings I need a 10 plus.
Yep.
And they were up 4. And I was like, oh, man, they're going to lose. I just didn't feel good. I didn't feel settled. And then coming out of that third quarter, you know, the Warriors got it to within 1 at one point. And this is one of the things that we talked about yesterday, that we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, we can say, oh, it'll propel them or whatever, but we don't know. But maybe a situation like that where they've routinely, remember what happened in OKC a couple weeks ago, routinely in that third quarter, same thing with the Knicks game. They're up, going into the half, league dwindles down a little bit, and then they lose it all in the third quarter. And last night they said it's not going to happen tonight. It's not going to happen tonight. They answered the call, and they were able to get back out there and build that lead back up. And just like we'll find out, but just like we talked about yesterday, maybe that is what they needed going into a New Orleans game. Like, get over that hump. We don't have all our guys, and we can build these leads, but as soon as somebody comes at us, we don't have enough to sustain it, or late in games, we don't have enough to get over the top. Maybe yesterday was that sign that, no, we are good enough. We can do this. We can get this done. We'll see.
Yeah, that's something we'll certainly talk about throughout the day. I mean, everyone said the right thing last night. The demeanor was on point. Everyone talked about New Orleans. It didn't look like it was over-celebratory, certainly not in front of the camera. With the Sacramento Kings beating the Warriors, they understand last night was nothing more than a step, and that's kind of feel a little better than I thought I would. Because my original feeling was like, all right, cool. If you beat the Warriors, like, that's great. Mm-hmm. You didn't really accomplish anything. You just lived to fight another day, which I guess is an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong. I feel much better than I thought I would with the Kings getting that victory yesterday. But the fact of the matter is, once you get the jokes aside, we're not done getting the jokes off. Once you get the jokes aside, though, it is just a matter of, okay, you earn the right to play another game. The interesting one, no one's ever advanced in the Kings position, which I didn't realize that until yesterday. No one has ever advanced out of the 10 position before.
Okay, right, you're right. Well, Kings are 9. Warriors.
Kings are 9.
Nobody, no 10.
No one's ever advanced out of the 9-10 matchup before?
No 10 has ever won a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So 9 has.
9 has. The Pelicans actually did it.
Okay.
Pelicans did it a couple years ago. The year Pat Bev cried after beating the Clippers,
yeah.
The Pelicans beat the Spurs, and then they went into L.A. and beat the Clippers. I think that might be the only time,
okay.
though.
Okay.
I think that might be the only time the 9 has ever advanced.
And did I read right?
Or actually, no, maybe not, because the Grizzlies did. They beat the Warriors.
So this has happened a whole bunch.
Yeah, Grizzlies beat the Warriors. They've only been doing it for what?
Just
dump
this whole effing start.
But
just
no,
dump all
I,
of
but
this.
But what you saw is what I saw too. I think no 10 seed has ever won a game, and that still remains.
Yeah, okay. That was the stat they had on TNT yesterday.
Yeah, they've never even won a game, let alone been able to advance and get into the playoffs.
Mm.
And that continued. I didn't know that before yesterday.
But it'll be the Kings and the Pelicans. So that's the interesting dichotomy of all of this, right? Like the Kings earned their way into another game, and the Pelicans lost their way into another game, right? People want to equate this to the NCAA tournament. Mm. There is no part of the NCAA tournament like that.
Right.
A team lost themselves into another game, while the team that won is elated to play in that other game. And now, I mean, God, this is brutal. This will be, a much lengthier discussion later. Zion was phenomenal last night.
Man, he was.
Like, Zion was, here he is. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what y'all asked for. Mm-hmm. And then what just looked like a routine little jump, stop, flip. Seemingly has wiped him out for the foreseeable future.
That's crazy. And we were sitting here.
Yeah, 40 when he exited.
While we were doing the 102.5 game, we were just both talking about, like, man, the NBA, needs to see Zion in the playoffs. You know what I mean? That would be good for him. Obviously, we don't want it at the expense of the Kings at this point. But we were thinking maybe if they were to beat the Lakers, Zion would get that stage of being in the playoffs. And now, first of all, the team might get knocked out by the Kings. Second of all, he'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. He might be done at that point. He still might not get in the playoffs.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. Mm. Not our problem.
No, it's not.
Not our problem whatsoever.
Get well soon in the offseason is what I say. I think the Kings might get it, bro. I think they might get it. I remember everything I said last week about I don't think they can get two, all this
can
other stuff.
Can they get two?
Man, I think they might.
Because they got one. And we'll talk. There's one thing from last night that leads me to believe they might have another one in them.
Mm.
Because at first glance, it was like, yo, everything was perfect.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Mm.
There's one small little piece where it was like, okay, I see it.
Mm.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, we just getting started. Hey, y'all, call in. Give all your thoughts and condolences to that dynasty that's over. That group is done. Put them in the dirt. They're over. Call us in, man, 916-909-1320. We want to hear from you guys all day long.
The less I talk, the better. It'll be the Sacramento Kings versus the New Orleans Pelicans on Friday at 6:30. Zion Williamson is out for that game, and the Kings have an opportunity to get into the play-in. We'll talk about last night's game. Excuse me, they have an opportunity to get into the playoffs. We'll talk about last night's game with D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Phone lines open for you if you want to get in here. 916-909-1320. It was fun watching the game at home. I made a very, very late game decision.
People were asking too.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie. People were asking. It's like, yo, where D'Lo at? I said, he said he might come, but I don't know.
I actually sat in the car and thought, like, go. I was like, I can't go because I can't. I don't want to talk. I just need to sit. Mm. And but I did get a kick out of watching the game at home because the TNT crew was absolutely astonished by Keon Ellis.
the broadcast or the inside crew?
The broadcast crew. The inside crew talked about Domas. Charles actually brought up Alex Lynn. And I think they referenced Charles brought up the kid from Baylor.
I did see that. I watched Inside.
He brought up the kid from Baylor. but the broadcast crew was absolutely stunned by what Keon Ellis was doing. They thought last night, Keon Ellis was extraordinary, obviously. Mm. They thought Keon Ellis had the game of his life last night.
Bro, they were talking about Keon like he was Andre Ingram. Coming out of the G League and like, oh my gosh, how is he doing this?
I saw a highlight of that.
That's a shoot. Yo, they thought he had just walked out of Stockton onto the floor.
Now let me ask you guys a question. Maybe this is stalling him out.
They were still better than Reggie Miller was last night.
Well, I heard Reggie didn't have the...
He had a tough night.
The best analysis.
He had a tough night.
That's your guy. You stall him out more than anyone on this show. You got anything to say?
I do like Reggie, but I can't. There's nothing.
Did I ever tell you about the time he was on the Dan Patrick show?
No.
And Dan asked him about the Clippers and the Lakers playing each other in the playoffs. And he asked who would have home court advantage. He said, like, it would be, like, a big, like, he it would depend on who had home court advantage. Like, that's a shoot. That actually happened. There's a clip of that lives out there.
Come on, Reg.
Yeah, Reggie had a tough night, but go ahead.
Oh, man.
You want to stall him out? Go ahead.
I'll stall him out a little bit. He's not Andre Ingram. He's not far off. Keon Ellis, a month ago.
Is amazing.
Was not playing. And we were like, are we going to let the two-way thing run out? Are we going to lose him?
No, that's true.
And
but, no, for sure.
And also, I'm out just a little bit. I wasn't as in shock about his play and everything else like that, but I was absolutely floored by what he did on the floor last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was insane. Did you see that stat about, like, what is it, three steals, three blocks, three threes? There's only two other people who've done it in
And who was it?
It was like LeBron and Kobe.
Right. Yeah.
He was unbelievable. So obviously, it's not as astonishing to me as it is Stan Van, who probably has never seen him play. But even I was like, yo, Keon was amazing last night.
Maybe let's talk about him like he's a Miami Heat guy who developed rather than he's Andre Ingram.
That's true. That's fair. That is 100% fair. He was so good, man.
He was. He did have 26 points like a couple of nights ago.
True. What do you have, eight threes in that game?
The Thunder, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, he's incredible. Like Keon's story is absolutely special. Like you talked about what we were talking about earlier this year. Does the contract expire? What do they do? Do they have to start rationing out these games? Do they tear it up and sign him to a regular deal? Like what do they do? And man, he was special last night.
Man,
he was asked to go out there and guard the dude who scored 50 in the last winner go home game that took place on that floor. And he did that.
And I was talking to Kyle about it, and Kyle's seen way more Warrior games than I have. But he said, like, it has happened. But I ain't never seen Steph rip like that. I had never seen that before. Clean, straight on, not like, oh, he's juggling with the basketball and, you know, the handle's kind of loose. Nah, he was in his bag, handling the rock, tried to cross over in front of Keon and ripped him. I said, oh, snap. I was standing next to Sarah Hodges, and I said, oh. We both were like, yo, what?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with his game. He ripped him.
Mm-hmm.
And then got him again on another play later, man. Like, it to me, we kind of talked about this. We've had an epiphany and all this other stuff. But, I mean, that's the two guard. That's the two guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. He is the starting two guard on this team moving forward. He's got it. He can score enough. He's a great defender. He has a good basketball IQ. Yeah, I've seen enough.
Okay. Okay. That's a discussion we'll have for sure. One of my favorite parts about yesterday, and this will always be the case, no one picked the Kings to win that game. Absolutely no one. Not a single ESPN personality. Kings were barely mentioned in the discussion headed into last night's game.
Kenny Smith and Shaq basically told you to turn the channel.
Pretty much.
The game.
Pretty much.
That's what they was talking about?
Pretty much.
Jeez.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No one believed Sacramento would win that game. Halftime rolls around. You pointed it out a second ago. That lead disappears. No chance Kings can pull this game out. Kings, what was it, four?
Yep.
Kings up four. Klay's got nothing. Steph ain't even cooking. Kings are in trouble. Kings are in trouble. Who knew that Klay's second half would be identical to his first? Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody watching. Because you, too, had 0 points in last night's game against the Warriors.
We didn't get the cardio that he got. That was the cardio, man.
Some of them memes.
That was him on the Peloton.
Some of them memes that was out there was wild, boy.
Man.
Sailing Klay with the Michael Jackson song playing.
Oh, no.
Cold.
Oh, no.
Cold, cold, cold.
Oh, man. That boy Klay was basically out there with Alex Toussaint on the Peloton.
Just riding.
That's it. Getting that cardio up.
Just riding.
Did you see the AI thing on Twitter? Like, it was like an AI story. Like, you know, because Elon Musk things never work. So it was like an AI story on Twitter. Like, Klay Thompson is, like, vandalizing in Sacramento, throwing up bricks or whatever.
Come on.
That's funny.
Man. But, yeah, look. Once again, I didn't expect Klay to do that. I didn't think he was going to be, you know, 2015 Klay, but 0 for 10, scoreless? Who would have predicted that? I mean, it really is the end of the road for those guys. You know, they've got to revamp everything they do, but, you know, I think also a lot of that has to do with the way the Kings played and the defense and the game plan that they had. And watching that game back a little bit last night when I got home. We can have a discussion now or later, but I think regardless of what happens on Friday, there is something to be taken out of this season, something positive, and something that you can build on, because I think maybe for the – it just happened maybe 4 weeks ago, but Mike Brown has finally mixed and matched, dinked and dunked, got the personnel to play the type of basketball that he wants. He's got it now. He's got it. And he's going to build on that now. Like, you got your Keon. You got Keegan growing up. You got De'Aaron in a spot where he can do things defensively.
Yeah.
And now you can start to mix around that. And that's something they had to get to this year. They didn't always have that this year.
Yeah. Let's take off the hyped glasses for a second about what they did yesterday. We know the Kings are in a certain position right now with Malik and Kevin Huerter out. And I think for the bulk of the season, we didn't think the Warriors were very good.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing really good basketball headed into last night's game. In the game before, the Lakers had been playing really good basketball headed into that game. They carried it through. So if you're watching both of those games, if you're like the TNT crew watching both of those games one after another, you look at the way the Lakers been playing, you look at the way the Warriors been playing, you see the Lakers win that game, okay, that might be what we see from the Warriors. I think when we've watched the Warriors in totality, it's like, okay, there's a lot missing from this group. They're kind of sporadic with what happens. They've been a little bit better, not a little bit better, they've been better defensively. But in the end, if nothing else, Warriors were probably in similar tiers, mm-hmm. if not the same exact tier. The Pelicans have been playing above Sacramento. So I think, and I get your, correct me if I'm wrong, your overarching point is making the playoffs or not, there's something to take away from this.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, and it's a distinction without a difference here at this point, having a game like you had last night, and maybe not to that, 20-plus point degree. Mm-hmm. But having a game like you had last night against a team like New Orleans, who's been a tier above you, that carries a little bit more weight. Because all of us collectively, we called that game to perfection last night. We were going to see our five guys with Davion, Alex, and Trey. That was going to be the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mike was going to do. He was going to shorten up that rotation. We're of the belief that's probably what's going to happen Friday as well. But the Pelicans have been the team that Mike has searched the most against. And so I get your point, and to a certain degree, I agree with your point, but I don't want to use the Golden State Warriors as the measurement for that.
Fair
enough.
I
want to use a better team.
Fair enough, but I'm not – using the Warriors. Okay. I'm looking at, and this is where we don't have to go necessarily back down this road, but this goes to the discussion of yesterday, a bad team, how they've been playing good, all this other stuff. They've played like that, in my opinion, they've played like that for the better part of 3-4 weeks.
The Kings.
Mm-hmm. The difference yesterday was they got hit and they found a way, whether it was Keegan being more aggressive or whatever, mm-hmm. to close the game out. Also, we haven't mm-hmm. talked about him. Harrison Barnes was phenomenal. Harrison Barnes was phenomenal. Hit some big time shots in the fourth quarter, but they found a way.
The one we haven't talked about is the one that y'all were demanding be the guy. It was Keegan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Might have been the best guy on the floor.
James, y'all demanded mm-hmm. Keegan Murray be the guy.
Yeah,
and so Keegan, without hesitation, first quarter.
Yes,
yo, I'm him.
Yes,
okay, I got it.
Cooking
did that. But you say the difference was Keegan, Harrison, all that. 18 of 39, 46%.
Mm-hmm.
That was
the
difference.
What did we say yesterday, 43?
Yeah.
I think that
was the number we were using. Yeah. That was the number that Will did the measurements with. Mm-hmm. It was 43%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were 46% from three last night, 18 threes.
Mm.
That was the biggest difference from what we saw last night to what you were just talking about right there, where they've played well, but they've been stuck 107.
Yeah.
105. Because the three hasn't been falling at that clip.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that. I think they've played well for the better part of 3-4 weeks now. And when he's, you know, his hand might have been forced a little bit, or he kind of got bailed out a little bit because of the hurt or injury. But once he was able to put Keon in there and play a certain type
definitely
of basketball.
Definitely got bailed out. And that's all right.
Yeah. And he was able to play a certain type of basketball, a basketball that's probably more conducive to his beliefs. When I'm talking about Mike Brown, they found something that you can build upon. And I don't think that isn't confirmed by yesterday, because like I said, I think they played close to the same way for almost a month. Mm-hmm. And it won't be dispelled no matter what happens on Friday. Mm-hmm. I think what they got right now, all right, that's the foundation, and that's going to turn into the new identity of this team. And we're going to try and get better around that identity and that idea of how we play basketball here in Sacramento. And I say that's a positive and that's something you learn, because I don't know if they had that feeling or that belief 2 months ago. You know, it was like, man, how do we get there? How do we – Mike, we talk about he's searching and stuff like that, right? He was searching for how to get to what he wants. And he – contracts or the personnel or something, he couldn't figure out how to get there. Once again, got bailed out and got an opportunity to try something that maybe he had been wanting to try for a little while, but for various reasons couldn't. And he got that opportunity, it worked, and he's like, that's what I was looking for with this team.
It feels like before Keon was in there, even when they would win, it was kind of like, yeah, they won, like Fox went off, like a couple other players played well, I guess we'll see how it goes tomorrow. It's like Kenny says, like, now there's just an identity to it, even when they lose and stuff like that. It's just, now it's Kings basketball.
Yeah, I think the trouble with there's never any trouble with victories, but you know, when you look back in hindsight, you talked about the way that the Kings have played in the last couple of months, or last couple of weeks, excuse me. Their victories were against the Blazers, the Nets, and the Clippers. Mm-hmm. The Clippers.
Or the Jazz in there, too. Sorry,
T. Well, the Jazz was before. I'm focused on April. You're right. The Jazz was before. But the Clippers, the Nets, and the Blazers, the Clippers being on April 2nd. Mm-hmm. Clippers was a good victory. Yo, the Nets, we know what time it is. Mm-hmm. The Blazers, we know what a time it is. This is the first time we can look at a win that they've had in the last few weeks and go, that was a good one. Even if you want to throw Utah in there, it doesn't really change the argument.
No.
And then you go to the game before, that's where Malik goes out and everything kind of changes. Mm-hmm. And last night was the game where it's like, okay, that game has a little bit more meaning than beating the Blazers. That game has, I mean, take the playing stuff out of it. Like, okay, you beat the Warriors, who were playing really good basketball. Mm-hmm. Now you throw the play-in part into it. You beat the Golden State Warriors in a game that really mattered. Okay, that has some, that has something to it. You brought this up yesterday, so I'm going to ask you. It's not a series. You're going into a game on Friday. Completely different game, completely different team. Given the circumstances of yesterday, completely different demeanor. Mm-hmm. Is carryover a real thing? Can they carry something over from the victory against the Golden State Warriors last night to the game against the New Orleans Pelicans on Friday?
Absolutely. Will they? We'll find out together. So, but it's absolutely, to me, it's absolutely a real thing, and they can.
So when you talk about going from game to game with different teams, what can you carry over, right? Because the game plan is going to be completely different. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a completely different game plan against the Pelicans than it was the Warriors. So what can you carry over?
The physicality that you play with.
The refs are going to make sure that happens.
Right.
That's my new favorite thing. That my new favorite thing last night was when there is just an obvious, they letting them play. Mm. There's just an obvious play where a foul isn't called, where Domas emerges with like a black eye, they just go, the announcers just go, boy, this game is physical. Shout out to Stan Van, who would be like, yeah, they missed the call on De'Aaron, and they missed the call on Clay, so I guess it all washes out.
I was in the group chat with my cousin Ace, and, you know, he watches the NBA, like, when it's on TNT and stuff like that, but he don't have a league pass. And he texts, and he's like, why does Domas always have a black eye every time I see him?
Well. Yeah, it's a shoot.
I said, they be smacking him up every time, man.
Every single time. Without fail, that man is at the free throw line with a black eye in the fourth quarter.
That poor guy. But, yeah, I think you can bring that physicality into New Orleans. And, you know, whether they had Zion or not, you know, you were going to have to bring that, and you're going to have to bring that type of energy. And it's one of those things that we talked about yesterday, we're going to keep talking about today and probably over the next couple of days, is you just need this one game. You play the Pelicans in a series, they'll probably beat you. Hell, you played them in a series this year, they beat your ass. But you just need the one. What was Cena saying when he was facing Roman Reigns? He's like, you'll probably beat me up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably beat me up every time. Like when we play the series, I just need to get you 1, 2,
yep.
3. That's all I need to do. Now Cena end up losing, but the Kings are looking to have better fate, and all I got to do is be better than the Pelicans on Friday night.
Cena wound up losing, but the story still works. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything about the 5 games that you've already lost. You just got to get them the ones.
That's it.
You just have to get them the one time. And I said this last time. It's still true today. The 5 losses mean nothing. But they favor Sacramento in this case.
Mm.
Because there's nothing that can help New Orleans going into this game, beating Sacramento 5 times. Mm-hmm. There are multiple things that can help Sacramento going into this New Orleans game. Again, this isn't a regular, the 5 losses have nothing to do with nothing. The 5 other games have nothing to do with nothing. But if you're Sacramento, you're deeper into the film than the Pelicans are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably hoping for a smidge bit of one or the other, and this is the lone advantage to the 9-10 matchup. You're hoping for either deflation or, in this case, and this doesn't work with all playing games, but it works in this one, overconfidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not only did the Pelicans beat you 5 times, the Pelicans beat your ass like 3 of them.
Yeah.
Like bad.
I'd say 4.
Was it 4?
Only one of the games was close.
Okay. Beat your ass 4 times then. A couple of them was by 30. I mean, hey, you going to show some pride?
I think.
And truth be told, as ridiculous as this sounds, with everything done now, I'd rather play the Pelicans than the Lakers. I would not want to play the Lakers with the now need to beat them
the
a fifth time.
Other, spot.
And I watched it last night. LeBron James with the game on the line. There's nothing you could do.
Mm.
There's nothing you could do. If he says, I'm going to go to the basket, he's going to go to the basket, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. I feel good about the Kings' chances going into New Orleans.
I feel a little better than I thought I would.
Me too. All of this feels a little better than I thought I would. I knew I'd be happy and having a good time if they were able to win, but it's times about 5 or 6.
Well, I feel like what's encouraging coming out of yesterday is like, like TNT was just, oh my gosh, Keon Ellis, wow, wow. But like nothing was really out of the ordinary for anyone that played. Like Keon has had games like that before. Like obviously the blocks and the steals are highlighted and stuff like that. Like HB has done that before. Keegan Murray, we've asked him to do that. He's done it before, not consistent as we'd like, but he's done that. Like, you can do it again on Friday.
Yeah. Nice. It's up.
See, my
it's up.
So I'll elaborate on this in a minute. You got the performance you wanted from HB.
Yes.
You got a massive performance from Keegan Murray. You got double digits from all your scores. Got a double-double from Domas. Got a nice night from De'Aaron. Not a great night from De'Aaron. Nice night from
De'Aaron. Nice night. It's good.
There's one little stat out there that I look at like, oh, that could be the difference maker against New Orleans. I'm going to tell you about it. D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320.
Real quick, I just want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my girl Jennifer. I want to give a shout out to Mason. I want to give a shout out to the Sacramento Sings. I want to give a shout out to Jay Cliff. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. And then Lania and her husband. You know, those are my people. Just want to give a shout out, man. Shout out to my man Dale, too. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. Shout out Reggie. You know what I mean? That's my guy, too. Shout out Kenny. That's my dude, too. So, you know, a lot of they all said they love the show, man. I tell them I definitely got to give them a shout out, man. So, yeah.
That's love, man. Big ups. I appreciate it. I said there's one category where you look at and you feel like, oh, man, everything went perfect for Sacramento. And I don't think it did. Everything went great for Sacramento. And we said the Kings probably got to play perfect for them to get a win last night. The one area that I wonder, specifically against New Orleans, it would be the case moving forward. I think it would be a different conversation with Oklahoma City, but specifically against New Orleans. You look at the way HB played, especially the way Keegan played. Like, Keegan was out of his mind. You got more from De'Aaron, right? De'Aaron took a lot of shots to get where he got yesterday. I think you still got something from that bench.
I agree.
You got fine performances from Trey and Davion. And I thought Alex was really good. I thought Alex was just really solid when he was out there. I can't think of anything he really did, but I was just like, those worked. Like, right. Sometimes it's just like, survive those minutes. I thought Alex was good. And again, I can't point to, hey, remember when he can't do that?
Right.
But I was like, I thought Alex was solid. Davion was cool. Trey was cool. If there's something that can be better on Friday, it's that.
Yes.
It is that second group where if you can't get 32 from Keegan, which I'm not sure that you wouldn't be able to get that again, but if you can't, you keep him above 20. But you get a little more from Davion.
Yeah.
You get a little more from Trey. I think you might get a little more from De'Aaron as well. As much as, man, we said the Kings got one. I can't figure out if last night was the one or not, though. it was great. Yeah. It was really good. But let's not be, you know, let's be aware of what we're talking about, too. It might have been the one on the defensive end because Clay walked away with nothing. Steph, there was a moment the Kings were up 15 and they had like three shots to go up 18. They were all threes, missed them. And then I think it was either the next play or maybe there was an up and down. Steph hit that 4-point play. Steph took like a damn near logo three right after that. And that was the one as the ball was in the air where I was like, this is it. The whole game is right here. Hits the back of the rim. It's off. And that was the first time where I thought the Kings might win this. Because those are the Steph moments. Those are the Steph plays that turn into Steph moments, right? A 4-point play into a logo three, 7 points in a matter of seconds, and all of a sudden the deficit is now, you know, seven.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, never happened. It never happened. So a lot of what last night was what the Warriors weren't able to do. Or, credit to Mike Brown and the Sacramento Kings, a lot of what last night was were what the Kings prevented the Warriors from doing. I think they got a little bit more in them. The Sacramento Kings, I think they got a little bit more in them. It's a completely different type of game against the New Orleans Pelicans than it is against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I think they do too. I noticed the same bench production, or I don't want to say lack thereof, like they didn't do anything, but yeah. it wasn't like somebody came off the bench and had 17 or something like that. It wasn't that. And I think that there's room for Davion to have a better game, for Trey Lyles to have a better game offensively. I'm already anxious in a good way for Friday. I think they can go get one. And that's really, you know, we keep talking about it and we keep putting it in this type of context because it's real, it's factual. You just need to get the one. You just need to get the one. And Zion not being there, they've lost to the Pelicans in a major way with Zion not there. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't guarantee anything or anything like that. But that right now, for how this Pelicans team is playing with Zion and without Zion, it's a big loss.
Yeah.
That's a big loss. And that's something that, if anything, for me, what it does is it just balances out the playing field. Because while Herb Jones and Trey Murphy and CJ McCollum are all guys, and even Valanciunas and Brandon Ingram when he plays, those are all guys that are problems, absolute problems. You have guys in the vicinity of being able to match up with them. The Kings don't have anything for Zion. A lot of the league doesn't, but the Kings specifically don't have anything for Zion. And now you eliminate that. Now you can just kind of match up how you do, and we'll see who's better on that day. But with Zion there, it was like, all right, we're going to match up, but HB, we need you to guard Zion. What? Or let's try something different. Sabonis, you guard Zion. HB, you guard Valanciunas. What? Like, they don't have the matchups.
Yeah.
Now it balances things out just a little bit more for this team, and I think that goes in their favor of the possibility of being able to get one in New Orleans.
Let's get Manny in here, 916-909-1320. Manny, what's happening?
Warriors, no more games to play.
No more games to play.
What's up, y'all?
You're so weird, dude.
What up, man?
Hey, I picked up your shirt late, KC, so couldn't get it out to you. I apologize.
Oh, don't even trip, man. It's all good, dog. It's all good.
But I said it a couple weeks ago, right, when they were doing that little downside, unfortunately, up into that ninth spot, like, yo, give me the Warriors, man. Like, if there's any team that I think, one, that we'll get up for, and two, that it's almost like exercising that demon, it's them, man. I want to take them out. And I think it's really fitting, and I don't know if it's poetic justice yet, we're going to find out Friday, that right after we exercise that demon, we go against the Pelicans, haven't beat them yet this year. It's lined up, man. It's lined up. And after that, it's gold, man.
Oh, man.
It's
into that playoff series.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That, yeah, I don't think that was lost on anyone last night.
Mm.
You know, getting past the Warriors with the opportunity to now face the New Orleans Pelicans, a team who you could not touch this year.
Mm-hmm.
Poetic justice, sure. Great storytelling, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the Zion part of this now with Zion Williamson out Friday, you know, coming off the game of his life. There's a lot there.
Mm.
There's definitely a lot there. Imagine the Pelicans losing two home games.
Yeah. Oh. And that's something that, off the top of my head, I don't think that's happened in play-in history. I don't think that has happened. The seventh seed losing both games.
Mm. Well, so let's make history.
It's a good time for the first time.
Yeah, let's make history.
The game is being played in our studio, and I did see this. I went back and saw the end right before Inside the NBA. TNT was going to make sure they got that shot of the beam.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to wait around for as long as
they sure did. Shout out to our girl, Rachel. We see you. Yeah, they was sticking around.
They had moments of silence where the announcers weren't saying nothing, and Scott Moak was the one.
They were like, are we still here?
come hell or high water, they were going to get when the beam was lit. And it did take a little longer than normal yesterday for whatever reason to do the lighting of the beam.
Our man Chris Haynes talking to De'Aaron Fox right now. Baby Rain has not made an appearance yet, but Baby Rain went viral.
He did.
There comes the baby. And then at some point here, the baby is going to make some interesting faces. There's a couple. Yep. Baby's going to make some interesting faces at the camera. Not quite clear what's going on. Looking at Chris Haynes like she want to go with our man Chris Haynes.
He's like, bro, who is this dude?
How did Chris not get a plug in for the beauty spot?
Ah, he could have.
Come on, Chris.
He could have. But Ray,
look at shit, baby.
Ray's sitting there like he's sitting there like, bruh, what's going on here? He's sitting there like, yo, what's going on here? What's good?
Oh, that's comedy. Babies are funny.
I love the kids.
Babies and dogs are funny. Babies and dogs are funny, man. That's awesome.
That was adorable, though.
I don't want it to get lost, man. Last night was the first time the Kings ever played in a play-in game. Like whether we like it or not,
yeah,
they did, and they won, and they beat the Warriors.
And the Golden One Center crowd in Sacramento in general, they were up last night.
Mm-hmm.
They were up. You couldn't tell. You know, some people may scoff at a play-in game or something like that. You can tell if that was a play-in game or Game 7 of that series last year. It was up last night at the Golden One Center. And I will say this, it was 80-20, 70-30. Warrior fans were in the building last night.
Yeah.
Warrior fans were in the building last night.
Yeah, you can hear them a little bit. You can hear them.
And that's just to be expected. There's a lot of people that live here that are from the Bay Area now. And, you know, that's just what it is. They're one of those public teams and all this other stuff. But, man, felt good when they got sent home. They was leaving early.
I texted some of the Warrior fans in this building, and not all of them replied to me. It was...
Interesting.
Not everybody replied.
Interesting.
916-909-1320. Talk to our man Sam. Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, boys. Good afternoon. How's everybody?
Good, man. Fantastic. What's up with you, Sam?
Hey, Ray. Good. I think what's one of the most interesting things I spotted last night was Alex Lynn's slapbacks. You know, he kept the boys out there, the 3-point shooters, engaged, instead of them just standing around watching to see if their shot would go in so they could point at Spike Lee or somebody on the bench. You know, he had 4 or 5 slapbacks that Keegan knocked down a couple of them. So yeah. I like that. I think that's what I really think I like about him.
That's a good call, man. They did have a few of those, man. Quite a few of those.
Just that wasn't Spike alive. Lee, Sam. That was Casey.
Well, no, it wasn't me. Well... All right, I can't beat the allegations today.
Okay.
Bro, you posted it from your account. What do you want us to do with that?
I can't beat the allegations.
It's literally all over social media.
Yeah, shout out to my people, man. Big ups to them. But they did a good job of that. They really did. They were active on the offensive boards. And remember, that's something that we talked about yesterday as well, is if the Kings, and I know the story last year was Kevon Looney and what he was able to do on the offensive boards, but I felt like the Kings were, you know, the bigger team in the paint this year. And if they could get extra shot attempts by dominating the offensive boards, would be a great sign. And they had to, and not just, oh yeah, that's obvious, but they had the ability to do it. That's the type of team that they have. That's the type of advantage that they have inside. And they were definitely able to take advantage of it.
Johnny G says, when Lynn got called for the flagrant, I thought that was the start of the Sacramento screw job.
Yeah, that was a bad call. As a flagrant.
They didn't even review it very long either. They said he closed out into the space. And then was it Andrew Wiggins?
Mm-hmm.
He missed the first two free throws.
They went crazy.
It was like, oh.
When he missed them two free throws. That was a big part of the game because that could have been a potential 6-point swing.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting the 3 free throws, and then there was 5.6, I think, left on the clock. They could get another 3. They came away with 1 point. I think at the time, they might have been down 14 when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been a 6-point swing, and they came away with 1 point. He made 1 of 3 free throws, and then Keon with the block of Steph Curry at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
So that was big time. That was big time, man. Once again, the crowd was great yesterday. The crowd was phenomenal.
Our brother Bonte tweeted this. King starters outscored the Warrior starters, and this goes into the conversation we were having about the bench a second ago. King starters outscored the Warrior starters 104-48.
Oof.
Oof. The Warriors' second unit was dragging those skeletons through that game. Let's get to these phone lines, man. 916-919-1320. Is that Star? I don't want to mess that up. Star, what's going on, baby?
Hey, fellas, I appreciate the call. I just, two things. Comment, enjoyed the game last night, was there. Ellis, he's amazing to watch him play defense. Mm. And here's my question for you guys. I went on the computer today, checked the spread, and was pretty shocked that the Kings are 1.5-point favorites for a Friday night's game. I just wanted your take and how you felt about that. Now I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. So I guess that's the Zion injury, I assume.
Zion injury.
It's a bit surprising.
Well, Ingram only played 25 minutes, so like, he wasn't closing out with the Pelicans. I don't know if he's on a minutes restriction or what, but he wasn't out there.
I think he is, and I saw the same thing. Like when I tried to watch the end of the game, but the reception was rough. But in the last minute, Ingram's on the bench with the shooting shirt on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
Hey, here's what I'll say. Y'all ain't going to fool me. Y'all ain't going to get me excited about your stupid Las Vegas spread. I don't care what y'all do.
I don't worry about the Las Vegas spreads.
I don't care what y'all do.
Except when I'm actually betting on them. But other than that.
For fun.
Yeah. When I'm in Vegas only. You know, only when I'm in Vegas. That don't even matter. Because the Kings were 2.5-point underdog last night.
Mm.
Beat the brakes off the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to talk about and try and maybe get some insight. But Stahl's question was also like, what do you think about? Why do you think it is? I think the Zion injury. If he's healthy, I don't think the Kings are favorites.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out if anyone's, you know, how versed you guys are in this. But did the spread change over the last 3 hours? I mean, they probably felt like Zion was going to miss the game. Mm. Following the reports that were coming out late last night.
Well, this is uncalled for. BS says, what does Jontay Porter think about Friday's Vegas lane?
That's a story. That's a story probably for another time. But
all that's left is for him and Tim Donaghy to start a podcast together.
Oh, you know what's going to happen.
On BetMGM.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
Get him on with Trista.
Stealing with KC. Trista would eat their asses up.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.